Member 750, are you there?
Bring the meeting to order, please.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You got a phone. You got a phone.
And a doubt check.
Annette, can I get a roll call, please?
Kurt Alston.
Here.
Tracy Carluccio.
Here.
Timothy Doherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis. Michael Francis. Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richco.
Here.
Jim Riley.
Here.
Michael Savatage.
Yeah, I'm here.
Michael T. Fang. James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Robert Walton.
Here.
Can you please read the oath of public duties?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent me notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website.
Can you please all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First, I'd like to introduce her from the Attorney General's Office, Jennifer Moriarty.
Moriarty.
Moriarty. How close to home? I'm sure you'll come.
Yes.
Brings us to our first action of business, approval of the Highlands Council minutes, August 17th. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richco.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatage.
Yes.
Councilmember T. Fang. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. That brings us to the chair's report, which I have nothing this evening, so I'll move right to the executive director's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a few short items. The first one is the New Jersey water supply. It was released earlier this month. I have the link to it if you want to read it. It includes their response to public comments, so we will send that out to you after the meeting tonight, so you can all have a look at that site if you so choose. On the HTC bank credit allocation and purchase, we have one application that gives me a lot of pleasure. HTC certificates were issued to Richard and Jody Sparling, who have been at our meetings, and were sold to the HTC bank. So that is a closing that they all give me a lot of pleasure, but this one in particular, since they were kind enough to come out and talk all of them. There were a lot of municipal issued exemptions. There were 33 that came in, so that continues to be a popular program. And something else that gives me a lot of pleasure right now is a personnel update. Curry Green, who is here tonight, has been promoted to Senior Resource Management Specialist, so congratulations, Curry. And we have the newest member of our staff, Christina Patagna, who has been hired as a resource management specialist. So, Christina,
welcome aboard.
Okay, so we'll have one more person joining us in, I think, 2 weeks, Rachel Posavets, and I will introduce her at our next gathering. So, thank you.
Is that everything, Ms. Dorsey?
That's it.
That takes us to the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. Rob.
Thank
I hope everyone can hear me. Good afternoon, everyone.
We can hear you.
The committee met on October 12th. Since we have last met, we've allocated and awarded $2.42 million for the 2017 Federal Highlands Conservation Act grant. So that's quite an accomplishment. With that being said, there's still money available to fund ACC credit purchases, and open space, we have $6.4 million available to spend. Between our two programs, the credit purchase program and the open space program, we have $10.7 million worth of applications. So again, we have more desire than money. The committee discussed at length what to do with the remaining applicants and the remaining funds, and the committee unanimously recommended that we move forward and purchase the remaining credit applications and purchase several of the open space applications. So we would spend about $1.8 million on open space program. These are joint purchases with counties, municipalities, and land trusts, and we would buy the outstanding remaining credit applications. So tonight we would need to approve funding as follows. $4,069,302 to the ACC credit purchase program. That would purchase all the outstanding applications we have to date, and then also approve $1,774,395.50 to the open space program. That would leave us about $60,000 or so in cash reserves that would be needed to pay for closing costs and the like, but that will, again, purchase all those credits that have asked for purchasing and also chop through a good portion of the open space applications. So I'll move that we approve the committee's suggestion.
Hey, Rob, you're busy always. That was about $63,000 balance, right?
Correct, Jim. 63.
Right.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis? Councilmember Haltaway?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Richko?
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich?
Yes.
Councilmember Tifang? Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Riley?
Yes, and I'd like to thank the committee and its chair, Rob Walton. This is the first time that we've spent open space funds this year, and it's a program that I did a lot of pride in, and we all should, to actually put some money in people's pockets, something that hasn't been done very well. And still a long way to go, but it's a step in the right direction, so thank you. That takes us to the Budget and Finance Committee. I'll turn it over to my left.
Well, our budget this year, I'd probably take a recording from last year. Our budget remains flat, no increase in the total expenditures, some minor changes with rentals of postage meter and water cooler. But some of that is reimbursed by the township.
Speak into the microphone, please.
Sorry. Again, this year we have an unexpended remaining balance of $266,000 roughly in our salary account. It was held by the DEP Treasury due to a staff separation and reorganization. That money has been released back to the Highlands, as it has been in previous years, and that money has been used to fund the RMP budget, and that enabled us to take our RMP budget from $44,000 to $311,000. And we've been funding the RMP in this manner for a good number of years, and there is no dedicated source for the RMP. Once again, we received the same $2,315,000 in state appropriations for our day-to-day operations. Copies of the budgets are in your worksheets. Essentially, they're unchanged, and that's some comments on the operating budget.
move on with that first. Can I get a motion for the operating budget? Motion. Second. And a motion and a second. This is open for public comment. Would anybody like to comment on the budget? Yes, sir.
What was your budget last year? Just a number.
Almost exactly the same.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment? Please stand up and go to the microphone. Seeing none, we'll close that. Can we get a roll call, please?
Who seconded that?
Mr. Bowden.
I'm sorry, I lost my papers. Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richco.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Tefang. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. Takes us to our next resolution. Pilot Protection Fund capital budget.
Once again, capital funds are, these are potential expenditures. There's items listed in there. We don't know if those are feelings of what will most likely happen. The actual expenditures will be based on grant request that actually arrived. The reauthorization from the state budget is $2,182,000. That's flat from the previous years. And a reminder that this is a reimbursement type process where no money is disbursed until the work product is in hand, so the municipalities have to front the money and then they are reimbursed by the Highlands Council. For this year, we're guessing that about $1.2 million would be going out to transfer municipalities and about $275,000 out for counties. Now, there's a large part of this is regulatory due to the Department of Environmental Protection, and that is wastewater planning, water use and conservation management plans, and the next steps for municipalities that are participating in the plan conformance grant program. We're estimating paying $1 million from existing municipal conformance contracts this fiscal year. These are things that have been authorized earlier and are being paid out now. You do have documents in your packet indicating the coverages and expenditures for the prior years, 2016 and 2017. And that echoes the budget summary. So this is actually broken down into two pieces. One is the capital budget section, and the other is the wastewater management plans and performance budgets. They're two separate resolutions, Mr. Chairman.
Take action on can we take action on both?
I'd rather you
do
them separately.
So can I get a resolution on the fiscal year 2018 Highlands Protection Fund capital budget?
So moved.
Second. And a motion and a second. It's open to the public. Would anybody in the public wish to be heard on this resolution? Yes, sir.
My name is David Shope, and I object to this because it's nothing more than welfare to the municipal planners and engineers who seem to be lacking for any other pots of money to dip into because building has essentially come to a virtual halt in the Highlands area, so they do not have any projects to build against escrow accounts. So this is nothing more than what I call welfare funding for municipal planners and engineers who really have nothing else to do with their time. I object to it. It just adds to the harm to the landowners in the towns. And that's all I really care about. I don't care about wastewater planning. I don't care about the welfare of engineers or planners. I care about the welfare of the landowners in the Highlands area, particularly the preservation area. I object.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Anybody else in the public wish to hear? Yes, sir.
Name's Zach Klump. I got a question. Of what we spent last year, do we have a list of what accomplishments were finished? For the grant money that
sure, we have that list. I'm not sure we have it.
We don't have the list, but we have it, yeah.
Where is it?
It's in our, I mean, we have it in, the, in our office. We don't have it with us right this very second. If you need it, you can get it to
you. You can also find a list of completed items on our plan performance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you spent $2.5 million, right? What did we get back? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's an extensive list, so we have to supply you.
Well, yeah, you know, did we get half of it back? Was there anything that worked out, or was it a complete failure?
Well,
I oppose it until I know what the answers are.
Then we'll have to get to the list.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on this item only? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion. Any council comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richko.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Tefank. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. That takes us to our next resolution, approval of the fiscal year 2018 Highlands Protection Fund capital budget for water use and conservation management plans, wastewater management plans, and plan conformance funding. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Would anybody in the public wish to be heard on this resolution, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion. Any council comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yep.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richko.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Tefang. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Out.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. This is the item number 10, R&P Amendment Committee. I've asked Kirk not to report out. I'm going to carry this to our December meeting. We move on to the next order of business, which is consideration of resolution annual meeting schedule. Can I get a motion for that, please?
So moved.
Are you just skipping a wall time?
Yes.
So moved.
Motion and a second, please.
Second.
Any discussion on the meeting schedule? Anybody in the public wish to be heard on the meeting schedule? Seeing none? Oh, I'm sorry.
We're considering the 11th, correct?
Yes, this is our meeting schedule for 2018.
We flew down there so quick.
I heard you wanted to get home early today.
Yeah. My name is Hank Klump. I own 150 acres in the preservation area. Public comment time at the monthly Highlands Council meeting is really a joke. Members say they are respectfully limiting comments to 3 minutes.
This is just about our schedule, right? Do you have any comments on the schedule itself, the meeting schedule, not the meeting, not how the meetings
Well, do you get a chance to...
You can comment on it during the general public comment session. This is questions just in reference to the meeting dates.
It's just the calendar.
Well, what are they? Nobody knows.
Oh.
You know. Come on. You're voting on stuff.
No,
we have the general public. They're not enough. Right?
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richco.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
No.
Councilmember T-Pain. Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. That now takes us to public comments. Would anybody in the public wish to be heard on any issue, please raise your hand. You will be limited to 3 minutes. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is George Cassa. I'm owner of a fly shop in Califon. I'd like to find out if there is any guidance that staff could give on the status of the recently amended septic density rules as they apply to existing wastewater management plans and the way that those plans interrelate to other enabling ordinances. The basis for the question is simply if this if these amended rules hold, will it be necessary for every town that has an approved or pending wastewater management plan to come back to you for new ones?
No, they refer directly to the Highlands rules, the DEP's Highlands rules by citation. They don't reflect, they don't directly refer to the actual septic density rules. So since the rules themselves were changed, no changes need to be done to either Highlands ordinances or the wastewater management plans.
So if a particular community in the planning area has received approval.
This would be preservation area.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else in the public wish to be heard on any issue, please raise your hand. Yes, sir.
My name is Hank Klump. I own 150 acres in the Highlands Preservation Area. Lucky me. In the Courier News, an article was written on October 6th. It is titled, "Too Quiet on the Highlands Front." It claims that the environmentalists smell a rat. If they only smell one rat, they are lucky. Since 2004, when McGreevy signed the Highlands Act, Rob, landowners, have smelt packs of rats. At meetings, many should serve chiefs. The environmentalists are worrying about the state's management of the Highlands region. So are the many property owners within the Highlands area who were promised compensation by the state for the loss of their property values. Those promises have never been met. A water tax has been suggested to generate revenue that flopped, while golf courses continued to water with the water that was so needed for millions of residents to drink. Water that I am paying for. If it is true that in the effort to underline or to amend the master plan for the first time since it was put in place, thank you. The article is right when it says amending the master plan is more than reasonable. The original master plan did not strike a perfect balance. And hopefully the master plan can be amended and fixed. There has to be a balance of difference, interest. A balance between what is fair and what is very, very over the top, unfair to property owners who have lost all the value in their property. That, to some, was their life savings. The value is gone, and so is the equity. For those who may have forgotten, it's been 13 years. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public who wishes to be heard on any issue, please raise your hand. Yes, sir.
Good
My name is David Shope, and I own a farm in Lebanon Township. All but 6 plus acres of Lebanon Township is in the preservation zone. I want to bring to your attention that numerous times in the past, the owner's language of the deed restrictions that are issued as part of the purchase of development rights have been brought to your attention. One of the reasons that that so many people have backed away from this option, two reasons. One, the offer is extremely low. It's about 25% of the real value as determined by Integra, a firm hired by this this body some time ago. And the really onerous restrictions asked of people to sign far beyond the extent of what's being sold. What's being sold is the right to develop. Keep it at that. While we're worried about water quality and stuff like that up here, and you're doling out money to these municipalities yet again to keep their engineers, their planners, and their attorneys busy, there's at least 70 municipalities in this state that have combined flow sewer systems, which routinely at a heavy storm of mix untreated sewage with treated sewage and dump it into the nearest place they can, whether it be a river, a bay, or whatever. This, I mean, what you're doing makes it silly. It's absolutely silly. So keep it up. You've been doing it for 13 years now. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for your comments. Would anybody else in the public wish to be heard? Please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll close the public
court. Can I go again?
No.
He was here all night. We kept going.
Oh, no. One minute. I had a minute left on my thing. Can I use it?
Yes. You go over a minute, though.
Oh, you're in trouble. Jeez.
I see 3 up there.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I got some official time.
The public comment time at the Monthly Islands Council meeting is really a joke. Members say they respectfully limit to 3 minutes to allow walls to speak. What can you properly say in 3 minutes? It would take a landowner who had land values taken away with no compensation at least an hour to explain what the losses have done over 13 years. So maybe the council could respectfully limit comments to 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Once a month. That is not asking for much. Also, please get your timer checked. It's not always accurate. I appreciate that. But hey, I got one other question, and it's a PS. My phone number is 908-832-7634. Just in case you find anything I have ever said is if the council says feasible and the council wants to contact me. Thank you. Judge Grissom, you are the only one who's ever contacted me in 13 years. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for my, I got a minute and a half, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We've closed public portion. Yes, sir. Since I've opened it back up again, foolishly.
We had a discussion before the meeting. Yes. About the three-minute limit. I go around the municipalities and freehold boards and environmental commissions and speak for the Highlands Coalition, and I'm generally limited to 3 minutes. A Bridgewater gives you 2, and I was pitching 2 resolutions that night, and I almost hyperventilated trying to get everything done. I, like you, used to work for the state of New Jersey at New Jersey Motor Vehicle. And I received comments. I didn't have a clock, and the people weren't always as polite as some folks are. Some folks occasionally get a little bit more than 3 minutes. But I think loosening that up, and at the chairman's discretion, if someone's making a point, to give them a little bit extra here and there, I think that that would be apropos. And having that thing staring you in the face is not easy. Worked in the radio business. We did everything in 30 seconds or 60 seconds. And we had a guy sitting there, you know, in the booth telling us when we went over and when we didn't. But we had more than one shot at that. But I don't think loosening up the time limit would be bad. You don't want somebody up here giving a speech, obviously. You want to have, take the idea and take it back, and that's it on that comment. But I think you can loosen it up a little bit. And I'm 6 minutes. As an ex-radio guy, 6 minutes I can do any time. But a little bit looser, I think, would be not a difficult thing to do. It would be good for the public. Thank you.
Thanks, George. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on anything? Seeing none, it's officially closed. I guess. Any other comments? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Chairman, we got a question. Be the attorney.
Yes, sir.
John, we are guided by Robert's Rules of Order, are we not?
We are guided by Robert's
Rules. Can you give me any authority within our bylaws in connection with Robert's Rules of Order where the chairman can arbitrarily table a resolution without getting the approval of the entire council?
Oh, yes. It's within the chair's discretion to control the agenda.
Is it not true that anything that is tabled has to be tabled, second, and a vote on it?
No.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
I don't think he didn't table it. He just withdrew it.
So he's withdrawing the resolution.
Yeah, I mean, it's within his discretion, in my opinion, it's within his discretion to control the agenda. So he can take it off the agenda before he asks for action on it. And that's what he did.
Okay. So we'll see you in December. Did I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.